International security expert Irbad Ibrahim says the agreement between Ghana and the U.S. on cyber and maritime security represents one of the most effective ways of stemming fraud and illegal maritime incursions into the country's territorial waters. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Ibrahim said Ghana's designation as an oasis of peace in the sub-region calls for such a collaboration. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwati.
The military ties between the U.S. and the Republic of Ghana are long-standing. Most of our military hardware is as a result of the relationship we have, military and trade relations with the United States of America. And therefore, the security challenges of the sub-region continue to change and they continue to evolve. Nobody would have expected two major attacks on the West African capital within such a short time. Bamako was hit and Ouagadougou was hit recently. And therefore, the U.S. government feels it has a moral obligation to reach out to its allies on the African continent to help. And therefore, the choice of Ghana, I believe, is a feather in our cap as a nation. Security has moved from the traditional conservative way of guarding your borders and mobilizing legions of soldiers to safeguard your territory and sovereignty as a nation. But now technology has brought us with a new twist. Cyber crime is real. You can look at it at the micro level and the macro level. At the micro level, we have issues of internet fraud, which has been a long-standing issue and has been christened with a local parlance, Sakawa, people's credit cards being used to do dubious transactions. But I don't think that was the motive behind. We are now looking at the macro cybersecurity challenges, and we know the capability of certain nations, especially nations in the East, hijacking the banking system, hijacking the online presence of security agencies around the world. So if they can do that, much more developed economies in the West, Ghana should have such a partnership with the Americans to be propped up and prepped up for such security challenges that will be able to forestall any unwarranted breach.
How is this agreement going to significantly reduce such incidents?
Ghana as a nation has got no legislation on online crime. It's difficult to pinpoint any legal instrument about how to process a young man who is whisked away by the police on suspicion of engaging in sakau from a local internet cafe, for example. So I see it as more legislative in its outlook than security. But that's notwithstanding. We can broaden the horizon of such a partnership to include these micro cyber crimes that have dented our international reputation.
A visit to Nsawam prison, for instance, reveals that most of the youth who have been sentenced in that facility were engaged in cyber fraud. Do you think it will be expedient for the Americans to factor in the need for sensitization of the youth, especially crime prevention? Do you think it should be an ingredient in the agreement?
Certainly. Rehabilitation for juvenile and delinquents in society that have found themselves on the path of naivety leading to incarceration should be encouraged in whatever form it takes. Those you see incarcerated might have found themselves there because of cooperation from international partners. But as a nation, we need to get the needed prodding from the Americans and others to engender the legislation we need to cover such crimes so that the young people you see there who, because of maybe naivety or because of peer pressure, have found themselves behind bars would well be rehabilitated.